business came to a standstill in Harare today following a protest against alleged police brutality that was organized by the youth wing of the MDCT. The youths, who marched from their party's Harvest House headquarters, clashed with police near Parliament, resulting in the protesters throwing stones and other missiles at the police, who retaliated by firing tear gas and used water cannons and gunshots to disperse them. The protesters intended to submit a petition to Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, but failed to do so as a result of the clashes. Chairperson of the MDCT's Youth Assembly, Hepimo Chidziva, who addressed the protesters before taking to the streets, said time has now come to face President Robert Mugabe's administration head on for allegedly failing to run Zimbabwe.
We are here to save our Zimbabwe. We as MDCT youth today bring in an action plan for liberating our motherland from the jaws of the tyrant, from a government that sees fit to purchase luxurious ministerial cars for over $40 million, spending money on travel and subsistence from Mugabe and his henchmen, endless and nonsensical trips around the globe when hospitals have no drugs, just to attend a dance festival in India or collect a grandson in Singapore, our wallets are robbed. We cannot stand and watch this tuneful act. History must judge us harshly. Posterity will be cruel to us if we fail to act.
The Youth Wing's General Secretary, Love Mochinoputa, also complained that Mr. Mugabe had failed to provide the 2.2 million jobs that he promised before his re-election in 2013. Chidziva warned the police against using maximum force on protesters, saying their duty was to protect citizens.
It's time for Mugabe and his regime to stand aside. We can't trust them with our future. At 92, he's no longer old, but ancient. And a man who we see sleeping at TV while standing cannot be fit to continue ruling over this once great nation. A man whose idea of growing the economy is printing money on bond paper cannot be trusted with our future.
Yes.
Clear issue, he must go.
Yes.
During the protest, a number of cars, including a police vehicle and another one belonging to the state broadcaster, Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, were set on fire. At the same time, Choppy's supermarket owned by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko was looted. Police spokesperson Cherith Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that more than 60 people were arrested in connection with the protest. At the time of going on air, there were some running battles between police and some of the protesters, while military police had been deployed in the streets of Harare. An army helicopter was also seen flying around the central business district. Today's protest came at a time when opposition parties have announced that they will stage more peaceful marches in Harare on Friday to demand key electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.